This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're listening to the best of WIP.
So I said I had a big announcement, and this happened to me on Sunday. And you probably weren't following the Sixers this weekend, because why would you? You were pissed off about the Eagles or whatever. But Joel Embiid was ruled out for Sunday's game on Saturday. And then all of a sudden on Sunday, he was questionable, and then he played. And going into it, I was like, what the hell is going on here? Because what's happening again is the Sixers are trying to, one of the rare times I will give them specific credit, trying to get out in front of the Embiid thing, rule him out the day before, so it doesn't look like this nonsense every day where everybody's waiting. But you know, if he goes from out to questionable, it means that he showed up and he decided he might want to play. I'm done with the Embiid thing. Over, done, kaput. Thank you for being the greatest Sixer that I've watched, the best player, at least. Thank you for the era, bringing us back to relevance. Thank you for playing while you're injured, all those sorts of things. But I am completely finished with this. Sunday broke me. Like, if you are going to decide every day, will he or won't he, and you're the best player in the NBA, or one of the three best players in the NBA, mm-hmm, fine. Whatever. We'll deal with what we have to deal with. But when you are this version of yourself, it's unfair to your teammates. It's unfair to the coach. It's unfair to the fans. To have, when you go in there, all of a sudden you got to shoot the ball every time you're down the court. You don't play any defense at all. He played 30 minutes and got 4 rebounds. There was this atrocious possession in overtime where he just decided, Maxey passed him the ball. He walked over to the nail, is dribbling. Maxey's calling for the ball back. He ignores him, shoots some weird fadeaway jumper. They end up losing the game.
Yep.
This entire time with the right knee thing. Now, the left knee thing was what happened last year with the surgery. He has been out since November 9th with a right knee thing. Forget about the fact that we don't even know what the hell the right knee thing is. He has not been on the bench for a home game in that entire stretch of games. Mm. So he is forcing his entire team to adjust how they play each game. Maybe they don't know until an hour before. Tyrese Maxey's having the best year of his career. He goes from being the number one guy, and you could see it, and he won't say it, but you could see it in the first half of that game. Maxey didn't even know what the hell he was supposed to do. Am I supposed to set this guy up? Am I supposed to go get my offense? What am I supposed to do? Like, this is just not fair anymore, and the upside is just not what it was. The upside used to be, if he can string it together, we have a chance to win a championship. Mm-hmm. But if anybody thinks, and this is what it appears to me, is if Joel is like thinking, well, I just need to be healthy in the playoffs. But you are not Michael Jordan, man. You're not Akeem Olajuwon. No one just thinks that you're going to show up in the playoffs, dominate, and lead us to a championship. This just doesn't have the upside. He can't be healthy for 2.5 straight months in the playoffs. He has played 7 games of 20, mm-hmm. all with a minutes restriction, mm-hmm. all as a completely, and I just don't think it's fair anymore. And I don't think, you know, Jack has said this and Elliot has said it. It's just like a dark cloud over the organization. We have these young guys that are doing their best, and I'm sure they all like him as a person, respect him, all those things, mm-hmm. but we can't do both of these at the same time. And I just don't think he's being a great teammate. I don't think he's being a great steward of the organization. I don't know how much he cares anymore. And I think at one point he cared a lot, and I just don't get that sense anymore. And I don't know what he's doing this for. And I know that they're in a situation now where just getting rid of him is almost impossible. You can't trade 3 draft picks or 2 draft picks just to get out from under the Joel Embiid mm-hmm. era. But the truth is...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Tyrese Maxey's in his prime right now, right this second. The next 3 years, 4 years, normally guys are in the prime 27, 28. He's hit his early. Mm-hmm. You can't just waste Tyrese Maxey's prime with $60 million going to Joel.
Yeah.
You can't do it. And whether I don't think you're going to win a championship with Tyrese as your best player, but at least you could have a cohesive team that is good, that is exciting, and maybe you give yourself a shot. Really, at this point, Joel is a bigger problem than Paul George even is. Mm-hmm. Because when Paul George steps in and plays, there's just a wing that can shoot and play defense. He's not primary anything.
Right.
They just play the same exact way they were playing before, but instead your 3 or 4 now can shoot and dribble, but before he couldn't.
Yeah.
I don't know what the positive is anymore, and I am drained by it. And I look, if the being a great teammate thing, if you're going to be this guy, you got to be a great teammate. It doesn't seem like he's being a great teammate. If you're going to be this guy, you got to be the best player on the floor when you're out there. He has not been the best player on the floor when he's out there. It just feels like it's over and it's hit its spot. And I don't know what they do now that they can do anything about it this year, but they're going to have a real decision to make after this season, because it might be worth trading a draft pick to get out from under this and just reset.
Yeah, I mean, man, I know that took a lot for you to get to this point.
it did.
It did. I'm sure it did.
With my guy for years and years.
Yeah, and believe me, I still got a seat next to me if it's time to get back on it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because he's going to be here.
Yep.
And they'll keep trotting him out there once a week or once every other week, something like that.
Every 3 weeks.
Yeah, once every 3 weeks.
He's already ruled out for tonight.
Yep. So... Spike, I told you at the beginning of the season, we have to ignore.
I hear you.
Yeah.
But the problem is you can't ignore it when he plays
and it affects how they play. Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
It was a good plan.
Yeah.
I was with you on it.
Yeah.
But I was on, like, my perception was, we'll ignore it because when he plays, he's going to be great. He's been good.
Yeah.
He's been okay. He hasn't been great.
How?
No. He's 7-2. He had 4 rebounds in 30 minutes. Like, they're just...
Look at you caring about rebounding.
Well, they're just going right by him to the rim when he's playing defense.
Yeah.
And it's all... He's moving around fine. This is all, I got to save myself. I got to save myself. Meanwhile, Max is out there playing 43 and a half minutes a game. He played 52 minutes on Sunday.
Yeah. Listen, you know, knock on wood, that's going to wear him down at some point.
Of course.
Yes.
Mentally and physically.
Yeah, putting all those minutes on his body and trying to shoulder the scoring load every night. I've come to love Maxie watching him play, and I love the energy that he plays with. He shouldn't be shooting the ball 30-plus times a night. He just shouldn't be.
Right.
But he feels he has to in order for this team to have a chance to win. And to your point about Embiid, yeah, I don't know where to go with it. I really don't. I really don't. And he's in a weird spot because, quite frankly, the basketball community here doesn't care to see him play.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
The people that were on our boat, it's an empty boat.
Yeah, it's an empty boat. Yeah, I think I'm there with one oar just out there in the water. Yeah, not a ship, a boat.
A little boat.
Yeah. Yes.
So, well, and you feel bad for Maxie, too, because he's trying to change the culture.
He is.
I mean, at the beginning of the season, the media day, talking about how we're going to play hard, we're going to play all the time.
And he has done that.
He's playing all the time. Yeah. And when he's not out there, they do play hard. You know, it's just,
And I'll tell you, you were mentioning him being here and eventually needing to move on from him. I also believe, because I'm with you, I don't think Maxie can be the best player on a championship team. So without me even knowing the landscape right now, well, the Sixers could become an attractive team for a free agent somewhere to come and want to play with Maxie.
Sure. And
at some point.
And you just think about that salary, right?
Anthony Edwards ain't going to want to stay in Minnesota forever.
Well, and... Let's put best player on championship team aside for a second.
Sure.
Imagine you took that salary and you look at the Brooklyn Nets. Imagine you added to this team Nick Claxton and Michael Porter Jr. Is that team going to win the championship? No. Is that team going to win 48 or 50 games?
Sure.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Are they going to give trouble to every team they play in the playoffs?
Yeah, especially in the East.
Yes. Yeah. And it's so weird that I went from the only thing that matters is that you have a chance to win a championship. Now I just want like a functional, good basketball team.
And they are that when he's not out there.
Yeah. I mean, they're a 500 team at this point. And that's the problem when you have $60 million committed to a player who is supposed to be the best player, 500 for those guys is great. You're not winning a championship with Andre Drummond starting you at center or Dembona or none of those things. But like, there's nothing they can do about that. They're getting more out of less. Look, Drummond makes $5 million. Dominic Barlow is a two-way player. Kelly Oubre's making $8 million, has been hurt. But like, they're getting a lot out of these other, you know, has-been or never-was-as type guys.
Sure.
There's only so much you can get out of those guys.
Yeah, it's, man, I don't know. I don't know what you can do with him.
There's going to be, you hope.
Right. And you got to get rid of him and Paul George. I know Paul George doesn't necessarily wreck the flow of the team, but if you're just looking at the direction of the team moving forward, eventually, you have to get rid of both of them.
The crazy part is, you maybe not neutral at this point, you have a better chance of getting rid of Paul George than you do.
Oh, yeah, I would agree with that.
Than you do Embiid.
Yes.
Because you could look at a team that thinks they're a championship contender, the Warriors.
And he could be a nice vet that you add to that team.
What if the Warriors get hot and they don't want Jonathan Kuminga anymore and they figure out a way to get the salary up to, you can find a way to get rid of Paul George.
Yeah.
If he can play, if he can stay on the court, he's a tradable. Maybe not this year, but maybe next year you could trade him. The Embiid thing's tough. It's just tough. So there you go. All right. 2-1.
No, that wasn't easy for you.
Yeah.
But I feel better now.
Yeah. So you got to let it out, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uncle.
Yeah. I've had enough.
Uncle.
I've had enough.
Yeah.
I had enough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.